Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. My website up there is weather.utexas.edu. It's Friday. It's the 15th day of July, 2022. Here are my audio weather thoughts as we head into the weekend. Yesterday, kind of a look back. Some shower and thunderstorm activity came into the area initially during the afternoon, but it very nicely skirted around the city of Austin. Heaviest rainfall, upwards of 1 to 2 inches, fell over parts of the hill country, had some 50 to 60 mile per hour wind gusts out there associated with those thunderstorms. Then about sunset time, we had other thunderstorms that developed out around Camp Swift, out east of Austin, north of Bastrop, along State Highway 95 out there, and those drifted to the west over parts of the Austin metro area. Up to about a half inch in some areas. Some gusty winds with that as well, but the only rainfall recorded really officially was 1/100th of an inch out at Austin Bergstrom International Airport, the first recorded rainfall or measurable rainfall of the month out there. Meanwhile, a little bit of rain fell at Camp Mabry with a thunderstorm there. They were sort of on the edge of it, but that was only a trace amount, unmeasurable, but officially a trace of rainfall at Camp Mabry yesterday. Temperatures not quite as warm, still up to about 102, 103 in parts of the Austin area. Looks like over the next couple of days we continue that same pattern. Will we see much in the way of rain chances today? If we do, I just think nothing like yesterday, especially coverage out west of us. But if we see anything today, it's going to be south of Austin. I think down towards Seguin, Gonzales, New Braunfels, back over towards Schulenburg, down along the I-10 corridor. I just think it'll stay south of the Austin area. Proper, very limited rain chances here in the metro area today. Temperatures getting pretty close to 100 today. We may not make it today, but pretty close to 100 across the Austin area. And then over the weekend, we're going to begin to build this high back in again. It's going to strengthen the lid on the atmosphere. Temperatures come up. I think we're up and above 100, particularly by Sunday. And by the time we get in the middle part of next week, I'm seeing highs of 104, 105, 106 again for parts of the area. So the summertime weather pattern continues. The upper-level high moved out of the way just long enough to get a few showers yesterday over parts of the area, and perhaps today, and a little bit the day before. But I think that's on the way out now as the rain chances are diminishing. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, on this 15th day of July, 2022. I'll update my 7-day forecast on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Monday morning. I'm going to take the weekend off. I hope you have a great Friday and a safe weekend. We'll talk again early next week.